tweet at Today SOR.
Well, at 11 o'clock, it was due to see the start. 11 o'clock this morning, it was due to see the start of talks and the first meeting of the Beef Task Force. That was something set up in the midst and a central part of bringing about an end to the beef protests and the blockading of meat factories and so forth. Due to begin at 11 o'clock this morning. Well, I'm just looking at a tweet and a picture from my colleague, our agricultural correspondent, Fran McNulty. Angry scenes as Meat Industry Ireland reps are blocked from entering the Beef Task Force meeting at the Department of Agriculture. And for more, I am joined by Marcella Connolly, news correspondent with the Irish Farmers Journal. Marcella, what can you tell us? What's been happening?
Well, good morning, Sean. There are a number of farmers outside the Department of Agriculture because of the blockades and the injunctions that were not lifted. Now, MII had promised, and the Beef Task Force had promised that all legal actions would be lifted to proceed for them to come off, for farmers to come off the blockades. However, two of the injunctions were not lifted, and those were by C&D Foods near Longford. So a bus has come up from Ballyjames Duff in support of the protest today. Cormac Healy just tried to enter the building, and
he's the man from the Meat Industry Ireland side of things.
He is. And he was met with a lot of questions, a lot of anger. The main question being, how come their end of the deal wasn't held up? And his answer was that C&D Foods is not a part of Meat Industry Ireland, and that they were basically a separate entity.
Yeah,
and he couldn't answer.
The C&D Foods, that'll ring a bell with people. It was previously owned by the Reynolds family, founded, of course, by the late Taoiseach Albert Reynolds, and then I think sold in the last year to the Goodman Group.
That's correct, yes. It is owned by the Goodman Group. But I think there's a lot of anger across the board towards all the factories and Goodman's, and, there was a lot of yelling of his name out loud here today, and basically, Cormac Healy had his line and he stuck to it. And basically, he got turned away. He couldn't get through the barricade.
He was blocked from going in. The other Healy, Joe Healy, the president of the IFA, what about him and other representatives on the farmer side?
Well, I haven't seen any of those this morning yet. Obviously, Joe Healy would like to see the injunctions lifted. There's a lot of confusion and questions over who has the power to do that and when it should be done. But for right now, there's nobody from the Beef Task Force currently inside.
Yeah, so, I mean, has this thing effectively fallen apart before it gets a chance to get underway?
It is. And the general feeling amongst the population, the farming population, is that they'll be back on the ground as soon as possible if this isn't dealt with immediately.
Yeah, quite a challenge then for the task force chairperson, Michael Dowling, a vastly experienced ex-secretary general in that department, and indeed somebody who has negotiated at the highest level here and indeed in Brussels and elsewhere. So quite the challenge he's got in his hands now. Look, we leave it there for now. Thank you very much indeed for that update at breaking news there at Agriculture House, the Department of Agriculture headquarters. Marcella Connolly, news correspondent with the Farmers Journal.